PBS Kids opens worlds of possibilities for all children, thanks to PBS stations and viewers like you.
Butterfly in the sky, I can go twice as high. Take a look, it's in a book, a reading rainbow. I can go anywhere. Friends to know and ways to grow, a reading rainbow. I can be anything. Take a look, it's in a book, a reading rainbow.
Welcome to Rosie's, an authentic roadside diner. Now, if you've ever been to a diner, you know they're special with great homemade food,
a sizzling hot grill,
a really friendly staff,
can I get you, Larry?
Lots of hungry customers, and a menu that just won't quit. I like to sit here at the counter where I can watch the whole show because one of the best things about being at a diner is the people. You never know who's gonna drop by. In fact, who drops by is what causes all the trouble in this book, The Robbery at the Diamond Dog Diner.
The Robbery at the Diamond Dog Diner by Eileen Cristomo, read by Peter Falk. There were diamond robbers in town. Glenda Feathers heard the news on the radio just as she was about to deliver her eggs to the Diamond Dog Diner. Oh, my goodness, she said. I must warn Lola and Harry. Quick, Lola, hide your diamonds, Glenda Feathers shouted. You shouldn't wear them today. Why not, said Lola. I always wear diamonds when I cook. But there are diamond robbers in town, said Glenda Feathers. Oh, no, gasped Lola. Don't worry, said Harry. We'll lock your diamonds in the safe. Don't do that, said Glenda Feathers. That's the first place a robber would look. Do you have a better idea? The eggs, said Glenda Feathers. Poke a hole in the tops and bottoms of these eggs. Blow out the yolks and whites, unstring the diamonds, and stick them through the holes. Then cover the holes with white glue and put the eggs in the refrigerator. No one will ever guess. So the diamonds were safely hidden by the time the first customers arrived for breakfast. Now don't tell anyone what we've done, Glenda Feathers whispered to Lola. Everyone in the diner was talking about the diamond robbers. Someone had heard they were driving a yellow truck. Someone else had heard that their names were Shorty and Slim and that they were wearing blue knit caps. Well, Lola needn't worry, said Glenda Feathers. No one will find her diamonds.
Shh, that's supposed to be a secret.
Oh, don't be silly. Even if someone looks in the refrigerator, they'll never find her diamonds. Suddenly, two customers jumped up from the table and grabbed Harry. No one moved, just hand over the diamonds. The robbers tied everyone up with a long rope.
Go, please.
Then they opened the refrigerator. I don't see any diamonds in here, said Shorty. Let's just take the refrigerator. But when they tried to move the refrigerator, the door swung open. Several eggs fell to the floor. Look at this broken egg, said Shorty. It's got diamonds in it. What kind of bird would lay an egg like that? The only bird around here is that blabbermouth chicken, said Slim. They locked the eggs and Glenda Feathers in the back of the truck. Help, she screamed. Don't let them take me away. But by the time they broke loose,
The truck had disappeared. I hope Glenda Feathers can think of a way to get out of this mess.
And that is exactly what Glenda Feathers was trying to do as she watched the robbers break open the eggs. I wonder why some of these eggs have diamonds in them and some of them don't, said Shorty. Maybe the eggs are from different birds, said Slim. How do we know we have the right bird?
That's it, thought Glenda Feathers. I'll make them think there's another bird. You don't have the right bird, she said.
You better tell us how to find that bird who lays eggs with diamonds in them, or you'll be a barbecued chicken.
Oh, no, shrieked Glenda Feathers. A tear rolled down her cheek. I think she'll deliver her eggs to the diner at dawn tomorrow. But I should call Lola and Harry to make sure.
It's a trick. This bird is too dumb to play tricks.
When the phone rang at the Diamond Dog Diner, Lola and Harry answered together.
Listen carefully, said Glenda Feathers. Someone wants to meet that chicken with the diamond eggs. Can you make sure she delivers her eggs at dawn tomorrow?
I think Glenda Feathers is trying to tell us something, whispered Lola. Say the chicken will be here.
Early the next morning, a strange-looking chicken walked up to the diner with a basket of eggs.
There she is, whispered Glenda Feathers.
But that chicken has furry feet, said Slim.
All diamond-laying chickens do, said Glenda Feathers.
Slim and Shorty quickly shoved Glenda Feathers into the back of the truck. Then they followed the chicken into the darkened diner.
Suddenly, the lights went on. We've got you, they yelled. The chicken whirled around.
Surprise, said Harry as he pulled off his mask. We were tricked, shouted Shorty and Slim.
The policeman handcuffed Shorty and Slim and took them away, while Harry and Lola searched the yellow truck for Glenda Feathers. All they found in the front was a bag of chocolates.
My favorite kind, said Lola.
She popped several into her mouth. Just then, a faint cry came from the back of the truck.
Help! It's Glenda Feathers. Am I safe? Where are my diamonds, asked Lola.
You've already found them, said Glenda Feathers. When the robbers wanted to hide the diamonds again, I suggested dipping them in melted chocolate. They're right in that bag.
But I just ate some, groaned Lola. Oh dear, said Glenda Feathers. Then she smiled.
Well, at least no robbers will ever find those diamonds. No!
Now, if I were at the Diamond Dog Diner, I'd probably order eggs with a side order of chocolates, but since I'm at Rosie's, I think I'll have a sandwich. You know, they're pretty busy here today.
Hi, LeVar.
Hiya, Jane. You guys are swamped.
Yeah, we sure could use a little help here.
Can you cook?
Well, I've never been a short order cook, but I've always wanted to try.
Good. First thing we need is tortellini on three.
Right. Tortellini. Tortellini. Yeah. Tortellini. Tortellini. What's tortellini? Let's see here. Aha! Tortellini. Ah. So this is tortellini. It's pasta with something in the middle. Well, I guess if diamonds can be hiding in eggs, then tortellini can have a secret inside, but what is it? And how did he get in there?
What is it? It's some breadcrumbs, some spices like nutmeg and pepper, and of course,
we can't forget the Parmesan cheese.
These are some of the ingredients that make up the filling we put inside our tortellini. Everything gets mixed up by hand, by my hand. Hi, I'm Ken from Gourmet Pasta, and the way I make my tortellini is, I mix all the dry ingredients, and then I add some nice, creamy ricotta cheese, which binds it all together. Now we gotta mix it. I like mixing it by hand because I get an even mix. And besides, it feels really good when you mix it. We don't want it too wet and we don't want it too dry. And how do I know when it's right? It's perfect. Now we're ready for the pasta. First, I put the filling in the tortellini machine. Then, I mash it all down.
Kenny, here's the pasta for the tortellini.
Beautiful. Thank you, Sam.
Make great tortellini, Kenny.
Thanks, Dad. Now, this is a tortellini machine. What this machine will do, it'll take the filling that I put in, and it'll take the pasta. Well, it's beautiful, isn't it? It'll take the pasta and put them together. What I mean by that is this. And here's the finished tortellini. What the machine does, it takes the pasta, cuts it into a shape like this, takes the filling, stuffs it between the pasta, closes it like that, and then pinches it tight, like that. But it does it a lot better than I do. I bet you're wondering how we make fresh pasta. Well, we make fresh pasta with two types of flour. One flour that we use is semolina, which I'm pouring into the hopper. The next flour that I'm going to use is durum. It's a little bit lighter, and it gives the pasta a softness, which makes it delicious. In order to complete this mix, I need fresh eggs. This is my brother, Bryn, and he helps me crack the eggs. It's ready. The pasta mixture is pretty crumbly. Until we put it through the pasta machine. The pasta machine presses the mixture until it's nice and smooth. The pasta comes out of the machine in a big, long tube. Thank you. But how do we turn this pasta into linguine? Ah, the linguine machine. Follow me, I'll show you. This machine separates the pasta into perfect strips of linguine.
Linguine is just like spaghetti, except it's flat.
Then, it cuts the strips into just the right length. But, are linguine and tortellini the only pasta we make? Of course not.
Rigatoni, cappellini, fettuccini, macaroni, radiatori, tagliatelle, nittalini, cannellone. Zitti, tubatini, tortellini, and linguine, mannacatti, cavatella, lasagna, and rotini. No ordinary noodles in goulash, they would be lost with so many shapes and colors. Yes, there's lots of kinds of pasta! They would be lost with so many shapes and colors. Yes, there's lots of kinds of pasta. Rigatoni, cappellini, fettuccini, macaroni, radiatori, tagliatelli, mostaccioli, cannelloni, zitti, tubatini, tortellini, and linguine, mannacatti, cavatelli. Don't forget spaghetti!
What's the secret of making our fresh pasta?
Wait a minute, Kenny. That's a family secret.
Yeah, don't give away the family secret.
I know what the secret is. The secret is enjoying it.
Let's dig in.
You know, it's one thing to make lunch for yourself at home, but it's something else to make five different lunches for five different people.
LeVar?
For 15 lunches for 15 people, all at the same time. The milkshake.
LeVar, more pancakes.
More pancakes coming up.
Hey, LeVar, what about the milkshake?
Milkshake. Milkshake. I got it right here. One milkshake. Right here. I got a milkshake. And the straw.
Oh, no. Oh, boy.
LeVar, I need ice on rice.
Ice on... Ice on... Ice on rice? Why would anybody want ice on rice? Ice on rice. Ice on rice. I don't know why anybody would want to order ice on rice, but that's what they ordered. That's what they're going to get.
What's this?
Oh, this is ice on rice.
No, ice on rice. Ice cream on rice pudding.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, now, I need a splash of red noise, cowboys on a raft, and hounds on an island, okay?
Whoa, whoa, wait a minute. What are you talking about?
A splash of red... Oh, LeVar, I'm sorry. I'm talking dinerese. Diner talk. See, everything that's on the menu has its own special code.
You mean like shorthand?
Right.
Excuse me, Jane. By OJ.
Excuse me.
Well, then all I have to do is learn it.
A shingle and a shimmy with a squeeze. Life for service with a hot top.
Wreck 10 fruit with sidearms and a cup of mud.
One from the Alps with yellow paint. I'll take a first lady with Irish terrier. shingle with a squeeze.
Light preservers with a hot top.
Wreck 10 fruit with sidearms and a cup of mud.
Ah, I get it.
A shingle and a shimmy with a squeeze. Toast with jelly and orange juice. Wrecked hen fruit, scrambled eggs. Sidearms are salt and pepper. Life preservers are donuts. And a hot top, hot chocolate. Yeah! A splash of red noise, cup of tomato soup. Cowboy on a raft, Western omelet on toast. Hounds on an island, Frank's on beans. Three items from today's lunch menu. And now, here are three items that should be on your reading menu. But you don't have to take my word for it.
Hi there, I'm Sarah, and I love a good mystery. Most kids do. Here's one for you. It's called Anteater Loves a Mystery. Anteater loves to sit at home and read mystery stories. She makes everything in her real life into a mystery that she has to solve. For example, in one of the chapters, Anteater loses her bag on the train, and she thinks that someone has stolen it. Anteater decides to become a detective and find out who has stolen her suitcase. The conclusion to that story is a real surprise, and it involves popcorn. This is a really funny book, and there's no mystery about where to find it. Just investigate your public library.
Hi, my name is Kaya. Do you know what a collective noun is? I didn't until I read this book. A cache of jewels and other collective nouns. A collective noun is one word for a whole lot of things, like a school of fish and an army of ants. Some of these nouns are more unusual than others, like a muster of peacocks, a parcel of penguins, a cluster of grapes. The pictures are very colorful. The best part of the book is the picture of the coven of witches. This book has a beautiful sense of words and rhythm. I enjoyed it. You will, too.
Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Meshach Watson, and I am your chef for today. I just made a recipe from Step-by-Step Kids Cookbook. This book is filled with great recipes. They look delicious and have really comical names, like banana dogs, pickle pops, and veggies with dilly dip. I made caramel cereal pops. It was a lot of fun making my caramel pops, but the best part was tasting it.
Oh, Jane, listen, this has been great. I mean, I came in here for lunch, and now I can speak a whole new language, dinerese.
LeVar, I'm sorry, we forgot all about your lunch. I'll get you a menu, okay?
No, no, wait, I don't need one.
No?
I know exactly what I want.
Okay.
I'll have a lead pipe on a board, pin a rose on it, plus a monkey dish of baled hay and a side of brown bellies.
Coming right up.
This is gonna be great. I'm so hungry. Jane.
LeVar.
What is this?
This is what you ordered for lunch.
No, 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 no. I ordered a turkey sandwich with tomato with a dish of coleslaw and a side order of baked beans.
No, you ordered a spaghetti sandwich with onions, a dish of shredded wheat, and a side of raisins. I'll take it back.
No, 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 no. This is what I ordered. This is what I'll have.
Okay.
Sometimes you really do have to eat your words. I'll see you next time.
Mm-hmm.
Today's Reading Rainbow books are The Robbery at the Diamond Dog Diner by Eileen Christolo, published by Clarion Books, Tickner and Fields, a Houghton Mifflin company. Aunt Eater Loves a Mystery by Doug Cushman, published by Harper and Row. A Cache of Jewels and Other Collective Nouns by Ruth Heller, published by Grosset and Dunlap. Better Homes and Gardens Step-by-Step Kids Cookbook, published by Meredith Corporation.